ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It is the 11th day of August, 2023. Psalm 97, the Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. And fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. Earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, and that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of the judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. There's nothing like the word of our Lord right now to be involved with it. And I will say this. The coming up of the timing of all of this is just so interesting. And we had Maui burnt, but on the top, I'm going to repeat this again. My information from the backside or from the, you know, different people internally, all right, have said that there is a directed energy weapon base or was on top of a hill in Maui, okay? Now, that would be a target, but that also, let me just run through all of this, okay? We had last week huge floods in Red China. You remember all the pictures of all the people in the boats and struggling to get through the waters and all the stuff, all right? That typhoon that hit into Asia there may have been helped to be created by a HAARP or other scalar interferometers, or what you call, they used to call a Tesla howitzer, or a scalar interferometer that could generate a weather system that pushed all of that. Moisture was, I watched it on Mimic, they took all the moisture off the west coast of the United States, and it then started going towards the west to Asia. That then hit over there, multiple typhoons, but it is their tsunami, you know, it's their season, so to speak, for rain in Asia and India and place, but they got dumped on with massive flooding. That was designed, in my opinion, and from what I understand, that was designed to keep Red China busy and preoccupied with the flooding. And it cost them a lot of money, as they've done to us many times in the past, too. As the Russians have done to us many times in the past. This is asymmetrical warfare. This is asymmetrical warfare. You don't take, you're not hitting the beach necessarily with the LSTs and wading in the fire and the German machine guns or the, you know, or the Japanese Nambu machine guns coming down on you. No. This is asymmetrical warfare. And we probably killed in China, they're probably killed more people than, died in some of the more recent conflicts. But when that happens, you see, there's no attribution. You don't see it. Even Bret Baier doesn't talk about it, or Jesse Waters, or let alone CNN or ABC, CBS, you know, NBC. They still think that Tom Brokaw is on and Walter Cronkite are on. They don't talk about diddly squat. So we don't have the fourth estate here anymore. You're as much of the fourth estate as I am, or as other people, or Steve Quayle is definitely fourth estate, but the regular ones we used to know are not there anymore. They're lying and covering up. So if you hit Red China last week and you gave them floods, what do they do this week? Perhaps they knock out with a beam weapon, which now that, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Anybody who talks about that is crazy. Bullshit. We know more about it than any of them. We know more about it than any of the hairspray heads on TV who are just there for the cheap shrimp and the free drinks and the sexy, wexy stuff in the bathrooms and all the White House bedrooms and all the stuff, you know? We know more about it than they do because thanks to Brother Quayle and some of my sources and other people, we know more about that stuff than the top of the line of the food chain on the box or anybody. So consequently, if we hit China or if somebody in the U.S. military hit China, okay, or if the MMV, which are technically were U.S. military, but they've been out of the box for quite a while because they have been attacked so many times that they went off planet, maybe they were able to do it. And maybe when Old Hawk says, if you use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and against the constitutional Americans, maybe they did, okay? They have spacecraft, and they have weaponry that could do that. Now, consequently, if somebody hits China, China can hit back, all right, and take out with other weaponry or with other things, or they might be able to hack in. This is, I'm giving you three or four ways to look at this. Hack in to the directed energy weapon system that's on Maui itself, allegedly. And there's others on other Hawaiian islands too, so don't get me wrong. There's other stuff, a lot of stuff over there. But the Chinese don't need it for a beachhead or to attack it as a military target. They're hitting back in response to them getting hit, but they're hitting back in an asymmetrical way where nobody knows what did it. Climate change did it. So therefore, let's go back to the next thing. Red China Joe got bought by Hunter's money, $1.5 billion. That's the big money. Oh, this $20 million, that's all important and all that. But let me tell you something. When they gave $1.5 billion to Hunter and then Hound Dog Carey's son, allegedly, so they could invest it because they were genius investment firms, right? Well, I don't know if that money ever went back. That would be interesting to know if it went back or did it go into 20 separate accounts, all right? Now, that right there is another possibility. You could have Red China Joe, through the secret way they do it with a handwritten letter to somebody else, which then calls the ball, could have shot straight up and bounced it right straight back down or just used it and pinpointed a few spots along the island from the high ground with our own directed energy weapon to set it on fire. Okay? Because maybe Red China told Red China Joe to do it. Or perhaps the high Luciferians and fallen angels and Lucifer himself in control of the Rothschilds, the Rockefeller family, the royal families of Europe and England, in that control over them, you see, they may have ordered this to make it look like climate change. After all, they burnt two Greek islands, didn't they? We had the problems with all of the earthquakes and all of the volcanic activity in the Canary Islands, remember? When we had all of that, the whole island was on fire and the shelf was about ready to go up into the ocean and create the tsunami tidal wave that would hit the east coast of the United States at about 500 feet high or something like that. You see, you got to pull all this together because the asymmetrical war has been going on for some time. Now, we're getting real close to cases here, and we're getting where we have BRIC, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, BRICS, plus about, I don't know, maybe close to 100, 120 other nations are no longer going to use the dollar as a reserve currency. If that happens, and Brother Quayle's got a private briefing out, if that happens, there's deep doo-doo, if you understand, if you know what I mean. And quite frankly, we'll probably have, we will, the United States will probably create a World War III in order to cover up all that crap and to do it. The 822, the 22nd of August of this, you know, this year, this month, on the 22nd through the 24th, the BRICS nations are meeting in South Africa. I wonder if there's going to be a giant quake in South Africa or something like that. I have no idea. I'm not saying that there should be. I'm just wondering if there will be. Or if something doesn't light up and one of the things we stuck our feet into and big mouth into with under Red China Joe. It could be in the Ukraine and ancillary territories, Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, all of that, Romania. Could be that. There's 360,000. Listen to me. Maybe I should whisper like Biden. No, I don't think so. There's 360,000 troops approximately on the Belarus, Russian, Belarus, and Polish border, all right? And Ukraine, Poland border, that area. 360,000 troops. That's a lot. But this ain't World War II. They're trying to pretend like it is. But do you see the hypersonic missiles are starting to hit now, aren't they, in Ukraine? Blowing the crap out of a lot of things. They can hit any target in the United States or the United Kingdom. They can hit any. Let's just take the United States. They can hit any target in the United States with hypersonic missiles, and that's Russia or Red China or Iran and possibly North Korea. But let's just take Russia and Red China. They can hit within less than 5 minutes with a nuclear weapon or with a missile that would have multiple reentry vehicles. They can dial it up, too. They can dial up the weapon to a large amount, which they can do these days. But I don't know. Let's say they go boom, boom, boom. New York City, San Diego, you know, D.C., all right? A few of the military bases, Bragg, you know, Treasure Island there in Florida where the subs come out, you know, up in Washington State, San Francisco. All the way down the deal, L.A., Long Beach. Well, the Red Chinese probably want to keep L.A. and Long Beach because they run the port in Long Beach. They also run both sides of the Panama Canal. They run all these different things through Hutchinson Whampoa. It's just amazing. But they will hit San Diego. They'll hit the San Diego, all right? Because that's where a lot of carrier, wherever the carrier groups come out of, they'll pop them, pop, pop, fizz, fizz. They can hit Japan. They can hit anything in less than 5 minutes. And even they could do this before with cruise missiles. They don't even need the hypersonics. they pop a sub. I don't know what the sub's out. I don't know, 50 miles out, let's say, off of Maryland. Okay. So we've had this one. Remember when we talked about Brother Quayle brought out years ago, and it was verified by others that the nuclear weapons were distributed, nuclear devices were distributed all up and down the East Coast, and they had to go and look for all of them, and that the son of the head of the MMV, El Doctore's son, he and his group of teams and stuff were looking for him and trying to find him and to disarm him. You remember even in Chicago, and there was one or two or three of them up there for a while, and they caught two, and one of them disappeared. All of this stuff is from 2004, 2005, and on up the line. We've been reporting it all up the line. Some people are just now listening in at these times. I can't go back and repeat everything, but I can alert you to the fact that they could, with the submarine, pop up and then hit D.C. or, you know, Oceania or, you know, any of the different military bases, Navy bases or Air Force bases or Army bases or any of it from a submarine in about 2 to 5 minutes with a cruise missile with a nuclear warhead on it. They could send multiple of those. And there's more than one sub out there because the Russian subs usually sit in the deep trenches off the East Coast. They sit off the West Coast. They sit down in the Gulf Coast. I remember back in 2005 or whatever it was, there was a Russian submarine playing around in the entire Gulf of Mexico for over 6 months, and the United States never detected it. Now, I can tell you right now that there's all kind of surveillance planes, P-8s, all kind of different surveillance planes over the Great Lakes. There's a C-130, a Spooky up there that's over the Great Lakes. They're using it as a surveillance plane. And they're looking for these submarines that came in. And I guarantee you, there's a strong probability that they brought in these submarines, these tsunami subs with 100 megaton tsunami weapons on them that are autonomous. They operate as drones by themselves, or they can be contacted from outside and then activated, but they could sit at the bottom of Lake Superior or Lake Michigan or Lake Huron, Ontario. They could sit in a deep river somewhere if they had been brought out, and they could have been brought out and even put on other transport and taken down to a river, okay? But even before all of that, they used to have tough Spetsnaz sons of bucks, because old Greg Evenson, I used to talk about it. Greg Evenson talked to me about how they used to do all his drills about the Spetsnaz coming in to try to blow the Tennessee Valley Authority dams and all of that stuff, Tennessee, Alabama, and, you know, and all those areas with the TVA. Well, they still got them guys, and Gatlinburg is just used to be filled with Russians. The last time I was there, all kind of Russian waiters and stuff at the restaurants and, you know, different places, the venues. And then you remember when the woods and all of the stuff on the mountain above Gatlinburg burnt? Huh. And there was all kind of stuff and weird stuff going on with the Russians down in there. I had information directly from people there. So consequently, this is hut time. You know what I mean? This is time to go get you some food. If you've got any kind of money to be able to do it, then see if you can at least get 1 year of food. But if all you've got, and after you pray to the Lord, Lord, help me to get what I can get and to maximize the amount of food of rations I can get for myself and my family or my neighbor or whoever I'm working with, when the time comes and the, you know what, hits the fan, when the Meredith goes through the oscillator, you say, Lord Jesus, help me, all right? And if you've only got enough, you can go out and collect aluminum cans or pop bottles or whatever if you got, you can take down to the recycling deal, or you've got some old steel or copper or whatever you got around your garage or your barn or whatever, take it down and buy it. And then go get yourself at least If nothing else, go get yourself, you know, another can or two of Chunky or Progresso soup or Denny Moore beef stew or roast beef hash or, you know, Chef Boyardee or Franco-American, you know, SpaghettiOs or whatever, all right? And put it back. You can also get, if you want, you can get the Mountain House or the Alpenair or the Wise or whatever it might be, or Fort Patriots, the freeze-dried food or the dehydrated foods. But you got to use water to hydrate it. So that means you better have. If you can only get one thing today and you don't have anything else, and you can only get one thing, then get a Berkey filtration, water filtration system with black Berkey filters. And then get you something to carry 5 gallon or 10 gallon of water in. All right. And then you go to the food. Then you go to the food. And then you got to go to the ammo. Because there's going to be people when the dollar craps out, when it goes down tremendously, and when the markets start to go bye-bye. And in the midst of that, you're hearing wars and rumors of wars and all this kind of stuff. And things go nuts, all right? And you got, who's got organization? Well, you got Spetsnaz, Red Chinese Commandos. Oh, they're probably serving you your food at the Chinese restaurant. There's some good Chinese restaurants, too, don't get me wrong. But they could be, have a nice cook working with you, you know? So you've got all of that. You got the street gangs, they have organization. Biker gangs, they have organization. Then you have the police has organization. Then you have the military has organization. So you got all kind of people that in the course of martial law may want to come and take all the stuff you've got, you see, under the power vested in me. We're coming to confiscate your food because you have too much, and under the new rules, you're in violation of this, and therefore, we need to take your food to hand it out to those who are in need of it. Well, you know what the Lord Jesus said? You know what the wise and foolish virgins in Matthew 25, if you haven't read that or heard me read it, I want you to read Matthew 25 tonight after the show. Get an old King James out and read Matthew 25. Now, there are all kind of loony balloons up. But now the question is, who are the loony balloons really reporting to? One south of Fort Irwin, just north of 29 Palms. We talked about the armor and the anti-armor training going on at 29 Palms by small unit, special forces, small unit, different, you know, cracked little units of anti-tank missile things, shooting them Dragon missiles and all the different stuff, all right, to take out tanks. So there's one southwest of Long Beach, just north of 29 Palms, one south of Fort Irwin, and they're up above the 55, 56,000 height level to make sure they're in space and technically not in U.S. airspace. But now, supposedly, they're under the care of DARPA, who invented them. But they were Google balloons being launched by Red Chinese. So does DARPA, under Red China Joe, does DARPA now just make sure they also are still broadcasting directly to the Chinese satellite or to ground units inside the United States? What are they watching? They're watching the armor capability. They're watching the West Coast. If you're up at about 57, 56, 59,000 on one of them feet, you got pretty good line of sight a long way down the road, you know? So consequently, there's a fourth one that popped up. and one out on the Pacific Ocean, apparently, too. I'm looking at some different information coming in. So I'm telling you, we've also got over the Smoky Mountains, which would include the TVA and all of that, we've had P8 Orions. We've got stuff that's up over Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, and they're searching, and they're not at high altitudes. They're down lower trying to detect those Poseidon-type Russian subs, autonomous tsunami subs. Can you imagine if two or three of those went off in the Great Lakes? You would flood the entire central part of the United States and create an inland sea. An inland sea that there would be no bridge across in the middle of the country. So what are you going to think about if that would happen? And at the same time, you got no money at the banks. And the only thing money that you can do is to take the mark of the beast. Yes, you need to get your chip or your eye scan, your iris scan, and there's no cash left. You can't write checks. The only thing is you could use your palm now to be so convenient. Or you can put your forehead right up or get your iris scanned. Oh, yes, and then you can charge. Oh, you said you had $300,000 in several banks, okay? Oh, no, you just get $2,000 a month. Ha-ha. Ha-ha, we had to confiscate that other money, you see. And you don't have any money of your own. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. That's what Klaus Schwab said. And then the son or grandson or nephew of the Harari that used to be the Mossad agent that ran Noriega's drug trade or was involved with him on it, who went over to Cordillera to get away from it when the U.S. dropped down on the ball, you know? But then we could go into Poppy Bush, George Poppy Bush and all them people, how much stuff they owned in the Panama and all of that. And I remember Bo Greitz telling me one time, when I was taking one of Bo Greitz's classes, by the way, which was hand-to-hand combat or self-defense, whatever you call it back then. And Greitz said that he wanted to take Noriega out, and he put a thing up the line because he was stationed down in there, Panama. But it was denied by the CIA and the Pentagon because Noriega is a partner with George Herbert Walker Bush. But then something switched up and all that, and you know how it went. And then Santa Claus came down Noriega's chimney, right? But then it wasn't long after that, surprisingly, and you can tie this in, Poppy Bush was a ambassador, an ambo to Red China, wasn't he? His brother allegedly owned a large portion of the Shanghai Country Club, didn't he, or doesn't he? So all of this stuff is mixed up and gets mixed around, and the Luciferian scumbags get involved in all of the different things, and you can't tell who's on first or who's on second or who's pitching or who's batting unless you got a scorecard. And then the scorecard's been altered because they juiced it all up and confused all of it. And now the attorney general tells you that, oh, the same guy for about 2 years who couldn't do anything except give Hunter Biden a sweetheart deal, old man Weiss there, you know, he couldn't do anything but that. And then the fact of the matter is, you see, the Republicans should have subpoenaed all these people long before the cat got out of the bag, you see. But oh no, they want to stretch it out too. And I know Comer, and I know, you know, and Jim Jordan, and those people are doing a good job, but you see, they stretch it out because they don't go to subpoena because they have to have then a vote for the House to support it, and they may not have enough Republican votes, you see. So what's just happened is this Garland, this crook Garland, has basically then taken the crook Wise and then given him immunity so he don't have to tell nothing to Congress where they were supposedly going to have him come in September, October. He can now say that's still under investigation. I'm the special counsel. I'm not answering. So they're going to have to go. McCarthy and the White House and the Congress is going to have to get some cojones, peristeles, you know, and they're going to have to go ahead and do the inquiry, or they might as well just forget about it and say to heck with it, all right? And then the Republicans should just draft a bill saying, we're going to give every person in this place, that place, we'll just give them $50,000 each, you know? With the amount of money you gave to Ukraine, you could have bought up a whole lot of car loans in the Midwest or in the Deep South or in upstate New York or, you know, Pennsylvania in the mountains or something. You could have bought up a lot of, paid for a lot of car loans, okay? From 2001 to now, the tuition on colleges has gone up over 152%. Now, how is that doing that when there are 3 million less college students now than there were about 6, 7, 8 years ago? 3 million more back, I think, in 2010 than there are now. Oh, I'm going to tell you what. Train somebody up to be a plumber. Train somebody up to learn to weld, you know, to learn to use a nail gun, to work on a car. I'm going to tell you, start you your own business and the heck with this junk. Oh, but oh, no, let's go and join the FBI. Horse hockey. If you're in there and you're good, you're working for the most evil Luciferian communist scumbag crooks you've ever known. I knew Ted Gunderson. I talked to Ted Gunderson, I don't know, maybe 8, 9, 10 times in person over the years. When he was chasing, and he used to be the head of LA's office of the FBI, but Gunderson was chasing these Luciferian pedophiles who were trying to do harm to children in the McMartin school case and all that kind of stuff, and others with Ted Benassi and all the people involved with the, you know, out of Lincoln, Nebraska and all that, who were involved and then taken out to the Bohemian Grove and put into snuff films with other kids and all that kind of junk. John DeCamp and then Gunderson, they were chasing after all this stuff. But that ain't your guys today. You guys today are crooks. You guys today at the top slots of the FBI, the EIEIOs, you're all crooks. You're all evil Luciferian scumbags. Oh, Ray Ray, go back to Saranac Lake and listen to the loons. Oh, you've already got the loons. They're giving the information to the Red Chinese. They're sitting out there looking at our entire West Coast and our armor training and different air bases and military bases in the West Coast, and they're beaming, I guarantee you, they're beaming the data stream right to the Red Chinese ships at sea or to a Chinese satellite going direct to Beijing to be on the lookout for movement of U.S. forces, because you got to transport all our military in a big way. Any large movement of U.S. forces going towards China, going towards Taiwan. So, ladies and gentlemen, you need to make sure you got water purification, water storage, food, long-term storage food. You got to have ammunition.
Well, how much do you think you need, Hawk?
I don't know. If you ever see a large, you know, motorcycle gang roll on a run, you might see 100 of them, all right, or 50 of them. Well, how many times are they going to shoot at you? How many times are you going to shoot at them?
they come down your street. Or the street gangs, the Crips, the Bloods, the Gangster D, whoever it is this week. All right? Whoever it is. We don't know who it is this week. All right? But quite frankly, or it's the Hispanic gang or whatever it is. And I don't remember all the names. And the names I used to know are not the names today and all that kind of stuff. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to need a lot of ammunition. I would have no less. Get as much as you can get, but I would have no less than 1,000 rounds for every weapon that you have. And type of weapons you need to have? Well, if you can only get one, it'd be a 12-gauge pump shotgun. 12-gauge pump shotgun with double-aught buck, number 4 buck, rifled slugs, number 2, number 4. You could have some number 6 or 7 to hunt some birds and squirrels, couldn't you? To help to try to feed yourself, too. But another good one is if you can't get anything and you don't have much money, or if your Uncle Joe or Grandpa John has got an extra Ruger 10/22 or Marlin 22 or whatever it is, get a 22 long rifle. That will work. They're accurate. You can use them. But the fact of the matter is you need a 12-gauge pump. You probably either need a 223 caliber, you know, 5.56 or 223 caliber military type rifle in semi-automatic. All right. You can aim and squeeze the trigger real pretty quick. You know, you don't need the full auto or any kind of thing like that. And I don't advocate that. Or you need a 308. 308 or Grandpa's 30-06, which is a 7.62, you know, by 51 millimeter on the 308. But you need that, and that could be a deer gun with a scope on it. That can be a rifle, a bolt-action rifle with a scope on it. And you can have a good scope and dialed in, you know. And there's a trick to all of that, too. You don't have to dial it in and sight it in and everything at 100 yards. Because of the bullet drops and stuff, you can do it, you know, probably at about 25 yards. You get it dead to rights there, and you can look out there, and then you can see and understand what's going on. But figure it out. Have somebody at the range show you how to dial the scope in, or if you know how to do it, you do it yourself. And then I would also have, I would probably, if I could, have a pistol, a semi-automatic pistol, and a revolver. And if I was only to have one revolver, I'd have either a Ruger or a Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum. Old Greg Evison with one of them, I'll tell you, and a 12-gauge pump, took on the bank robbers himself out here in Kansas when he was a state trooper, and he took them in. They didn't get him. He got them. But 357 Magnum will shoot 357 Magnum or 38 Specials. So you got two different calibers there that you might be able to find as you're on Forage 101, as the things all go to heck and everybody's dying or leaving or running or whatever, or somebody drops them on the ground. But then I would also, I am a big fan of Glocks because they're simple. Get you a Glock 19, 15 rounds. Get you a Glock, which is a smaller, or the Glock 17. I had a Glock 21, but some jokers stole it out of my vehicle in North Carolina years ago. Reported to the police, told them who it was. They didn't even go across the street to where the young kids who I thought bought it. And on the day I left that area, I could hear it going off down on a creek. Okay. But that was my favorite was the Glock 21, the 45 caliber. But since then, I do like the Glock 40 cal and I do like the Glock 19s. All right. And if you want a little hideout gun, I'll tell you what, the Ruger has got a real cute little 380 or other calibers, but it's the LCP2, little Colt pistol two, the Ruger little Colt pistol two, it's a little more than the LCP one, but it's got a better safety and better features on it that will make it more safe. Comes in a little pocket holster. It really doesn't print if you put it in your pants pocket. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like I'm starting to feel like I did back before 9/11. And like I'm starting to feel like I did before the 2008 collapse of the banks and all the stuff. I'm really starting to get the little feature of dread or feeling it. But I'll tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. You got it? If you have not repented of your sins, Lord Jesus, to ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then do it immediately. Do it as soon as you possibly can. And he'll start to wash you clean. He'll start to wash you clean. And that is the best thing. You know that you're with him and he's with you and he knows you're with him. And even if you're to get shot or killed, you know where you're going to end up. You're going to be with him in heaven. Or you can give up all your stuff and say, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut, go along with the Lucy's, and I'll take that mark of the beast. That don't mean nothing. Well, then you might just burn in the plasma fire forever. And for all of you tears out there, all of you boys in your war wagons and with your tailored uniforms and all your stuff and hut, 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 swat this and swat that and a bucka, bucka, lucka. I'm not talking about your basic policeman or a good deputy sheriff or anything. I'm talking about the war wagon boys and the federal and all the blah, 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 you know? Hut, hut, hut. With $300 sunglasses and, you know, all the accoutrement and the tinted windows on your, brand new, Tahoe or whatever, you know. Do you see the career dissipation lights? You're probably going to go out tonight and have a few, and go out onto the town and feel your oats, right? Ah, you Fed boys, going to feel your oats and, and go to the special bar and all that kind of stuff. Well, when you're shaving or when you're putting on your, combing your hair after your shower, you're going to see a little red light in the back of the mirror. But then it's not anybody there. It's the red light. It's the career dissipation light that the Lord is putting you and showing you, the career dissipation light. And then you're going to hear in your mind, you are not some big hotshot dude. You're a tear. You're a tear. And then you're going to start to hear. Just let me tell you, you're going to hear it, you big fat boy. You're going to hear them old East German sirens. Na 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 na. You hear it, boys? You're gonna hear it every morning now when you get up to shave. Na 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 na. And then you just see that flash of that red light in the mirror, And you're in a totally internal bathroom. There's no outdoor windows or anybody in there with you. It's just God showing you. Then he's going to jerk your tear butts up and he's going to throw you into the fiery furnace and there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And to all the good peace officers out there, stick with your people, stick with your families, get your families. Don't allow the state or the county or anybody to put them in the safe place. Oh, and we're not going to tell you where they are because then they couldn't torture it out of you. No, no, no. You get them to your safe place, your fish camp, your real extra rural farm or rancho, okay? And you put them there with somebody who you know will fight to the death to protect them. One of your own people or a retired person that you know is good as gold. And then have somebody else there to watch him, okay? And you put your family there. And then you wait and see what's going to happen. And then you stick with your people and not the people. Remember, the Houston Police Department, they had their boys shot Roland Carnaby, one of the biggest knock spies in the world who was running all the security of Texas and all the Houston airport and all the different things, the ship channel. Remember when they ran him down and murdered him? The rogue cops, you know? But then you also remember that the Houston Police Department brought in the Red Chinese Women's Police to partner around with them. And so the big, strong Texas boys in Houston could show them how to the Red Chinese girls how to police the big city, you know? Well, all they did was take numbers and all of you. See where you live, got your family taped, and got all the bugs and stuff put into every one of your police stations and all your things in your squad cars. And then that's when the Red Chinese had the big, and you know, big consulate and everything down in Houston. And then that was the ones that were sending out the agent tours, Sabos, to blow your chemical plants and refineries. And then not only do they come in across the Texas border, they come in all the ports of the United States. San Diego, San Francisco, Long Beach, New Orleans, all of them, New York, they come in. Everywhere you want to see them, all along the Gulf Coast. And you got container ships filled with the illegal aliens from Red China. And then the snakeheads are waiting and everything out there. They take them off the stack, take them down the street, you know, the can, take the container down the street, take them to a little hotel kind of like facility, and then they put them into the slave trade with the hooker-dookers and lookers, you know, or the little boys for sale or the little girls for sale. And that's the Red Chinese. They also bring in the drugs there too. And I remember, I'm so old, I remember when the Red Chinese, they found the containers that were going to Atlanta that were filled with shoulder-fired Red Parrot missiles and AK-47s, which that was intercepted. But those were going to go to the street gangs in Atlanta. And I also am old enough to remember when they had the Gang Peace Summit in Kansas City. And all those street gangs from all over the United States came in, and they told them to quiet down the drive-by shootings and that they would provide large amounts of money. The government told them this, allegedly, told them that they would provide large amounts of money to the gangs if they would just tone it down a bit on the drive-bys. And they did for a while. So anyway, the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're going to be in for some wild weasel stuff. Casey Jones is still taking his methamphetamine, and he's got the white lightning, and he's drinking that, and he's going to put the hammer down, and he's got two guys saying, he says, what? Pour on the coal, more coal. I'm fairly versed with railroads and all that stuff, and I know they haven't had coal-fired engines for a while, but the analogy is correct. Because you got 13 Casey Jones coming down to Function Junction, all hopped up, more coal, with the steam chugging, and he's going as fast as he can. And some of them old steam engines used to come down out of the mountains, come down to the mountains up to 100 to 120 mile an hour downhill, but they used to come down fast. But even if an old freight train is only going 50, 60, 70, 100, you know, not, don't have to be 120, but you get a freight train moving at a big clip with all that weight, there ain't enough sand to dump to put the emergency brakes on, let me tell you. It's all coming to Function Junction. You need to become your own general store or supply sergeant, however you choose to look at it. And you need to have all of that. And you need to also think about the possibility of nuclear weapons being used, because that's a high probability now. Thanks to Red China Joe and all the people he's with, don't you know? The Luciferians want to take out as blood sacrifice to Lucifer about 80 to 90% of the people on the planet. If you read the Deagle Report, in terms of the Deagle Report on the populations, you know that in 2025, they expect maybe at the max, there's 100 million Americans left. We got about, they say 330. It's probably 350 or 60, but let's just say 350, okay? So between now and then, there's going to be a whole lot of people die. There'll be over 200 million die, won't there? The initial Deagle report, which he's tied in with the Rockefeller family and all of that, and they were providing statistical research for the intelligence agencies and all of those things, like the CIA, the NSA, the EIEIO, the NRO, and the Hokie-Do. You know what I'm saying? All of them. And there's more of them than you think there are. There are good people in them. And the good people are starting to get ready to do what they can do, but they can't do that much. It's good that they have to stay in the game to see what's happening so we can get some information out, perhaps, ahead of time, before they come down your street, hopefully. But I tell you what, somebody in the house needs to stay up on the, you know, the late shift, you know. Stay up on about the midnight to 5, you know, something like a midnight to 6, 12 to 6 shift. And have some good strong coffee at the ready all the time for the eye opener. Whilst you use your night vision goggles, you know, or your little night vision scope on your weapon and see what's going on around the neighborhood, you know. You could even sit out in your bushes and listen. You'd be a listening post, right? You could hide up in your garage in the gables up there and, you know, peer out one pane on the window or something there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you need gold or if you need silver, contact Brother Steve Quayle. Also get The Lies of Men and Gods, a new DVD, or get the Mega Drought one. That's an excellent one because we're experiencing that still on the West Coast. Even with the 30 inches of snow and stuff that you saw in the Paradise Mountain and all of that last year. It's quite interesting. Quite interesting. All right. Let's see here. Somebody's got sent here. Just trying to see what's going on here. Well, I can't read the stuff, so heck with it. Can't read the stuff. Anyway, it was a prediction. The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, contact stevequayle.com or 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You let him know Old Hawk sent you. Have him get you some gold and silver on the way or the other books and things, the DVDs. And if you ever wanted any of that, you can special prices, I think, on some of the conference DVDs, okay? Like the Branson conferences and things you might have missed or not have seen before. Tremendous. Show them to your family. Get your kids into it and understand, you know? Buy a new Bible for each child. Buy a new Bible for each member of your family. And get Steve stuff, and you'll know what's why things have happened and where we are, where we're at. You can also sign up for his private briefings or the Steve Quayle 2.0, SQ 2.0, you know. Tremendous information while you still can. And then, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome. Federal Reserve notes, a silver dime, silver half, silver dollar, whatever it is, silver ounce, a little bit of gold, a little bit of platinum, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to help the Lord to spread the gospel in the mountain tribes in Indochina, then I'm going to tell you what, they provide books. They provide the Bible and a songbook in their own language, which each of the villages has a different dialect and all of that. And then they also are at the same time now, they're still providing those. But some of those house churches and village churches have grown in terms of the number of people. They can't fit into the houses anymore. And so what they've done, they're building actually a small church in one of those villages. Brick, the people are doing it themselves, the brick and wood church. It's not a cathedral, anything like that, not a giant thing like you would see in the United States. It's just one big room to house a bigger congregation, which is growing by the waste, by wildfire, because the Lord Jesus, he's on fire with these people up there in the mountains, the mountain yards. Send it to the Nunamakers, Nunemaker, Nunamaker Bible Project, Nunamaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship. Gospel Furthering Fellowship. And that is at 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your home, your farm, your ranch, your bill of rights, your business. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology from your spacecraft and from other places to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. If the Lord will allow you, you know who to take out and take them out. Bendigo Rangers, I know you're ready. Look for Lieutenant Tanner, Mickey Lapua, whether it be on the 338 to keep your scope, your eye on the optics, and squeeze that old trigger, or if you're going hand-to-hand on them, go easy, because all you need is your one move, and most of them will go down. Road and Track and Little L. This is a good weekend to read a book. Good weekend to read a book as well as practice Muay Thai. See if your daddy will get you a good science book or some math problems, or see if he'll get you a book about Pythagoras or somebody from the ancient times who was into mathematics, or read your history, a good American history. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare. Repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your life to be your Savior. Good night.